call the meeting of the Committee of the Whole to order for Monday, June 13, 2011. Alderman Marks, I am the rotating chair for this week. Noted that all the aldermen are present and the mayor. First item on the agenda, number two, is consider the consent agenda. There's only one item on the agenda for that, and that is approve the Committee of the Whole minutes from May 23, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Alderman Flanagan, seconded by Alderman Singer. Any questions, comments? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Alderman Marks votes aye. Any opposed? Unanimously. Next item of my business is 4A, recommend approval of the use of city right-of-way and police services for Geneva Public Library and Geneva History Center Ice Cream Social, July 14th, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Vogelsberg makes the motion. Alderman Hill seconded. Any questions? Comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Went through unanimously. Item 4B, recommend draft ordinance adopting prevailing wages.
So second.
Alderman Maladra makes the motion. Alderman Hill seconds it. Any comments, questions? That's pretty much housekeeping. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. That's unanimous again. Item 4C, recommend draft ordinance amending Title 10 Building Regulations, adopting 2009 edition of International Building Code. We need a motion.
So moved. Vote.
Second.
Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Hill. Any questions? Again, this is pretty much housekeeping. Alderman Flanagan, did you have a question?
No. Okay. I was just chiming in housekeeping.
Yeah, it's just housekeeping. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Again, that's unanimous. Then we have item 4D, recommend the draft resolution authorizing execution of agreement with Hampton, Lindsay, and Renwick, Inc. in the amount of $86,000 for the Eagle Brook SSA Wetland Vegetation Management.
Move approval.
Alderman Hill makes the motion.
Second.
Second by Alderman Maladra. Any questions? Alderman, please.
Read through the materials as it relates to the project, and I had a question. How do they communicate with the residents of the area as it relates to the burn they're intending to use? Was that elaborated on?
We'll be working with them. We'll probably put the notice out for that.
Is that just communicated through the city's website, or is there actually contact with the immediate residents in that area with some type of a written notification as to what's happening? I mean, I would assume that that's somewhat standard procedure.
Well, we would. What we've done in the past is we'll put out, similar to like if you've seen the hydrant flushing signs, mm-hmm. we'll put signs out that they're going to be burning. We've also talked to the Eagle Brook Country Club, and they do a monthly newsletter that they send out, so we could work with them to put that into that newsletter as well.
Thank you.
Alderman Brown?
This is very important in establishing and renewing these wetlands, but the point is here is that it's actually paid for by the taxpayers of SSA number one, not the city. Is that correct?
Number 11, right.
Number 11, number 11, excuse me. Yes. So.
That's correct.
So. Not downtown.
Easy, Chuck. Let's not start any trouble.
Freudian slip there. Freudian slip. We watch for SSA number one. No, SSA number 11, but this really contributes. It's a beautiful area down there along Fabian, and I'm glad this is all happening. Thank you.
Any other questions? Comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous again. Item 4E, recommend approval of Swedish Days temporary liquor licenses to American Legion Post 75, 22 South 2nd Street, Darn Bam Bar and Grill at 65 North River Lane, Fiora's Restaurant at 317 South 3rd Street, Grotto Italian Tapas at 207 South 3rd Street, and Chitani's at 220 Campbell Street. Although, any need a motion?
So moved.
Piper makes the motion.
Second.
Second by Alderman Maladra. Comments, questions? It's a typical license for Swedish things. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 4F, recommend approval of temporary outdoor food cart permit for past baskets at 200 South 3rd Street.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Okay. Alderman Dantino makes the second. Questions, comments? Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you. Just had a wondering, it seems like this is another temporary permit. Are we on the right track? It seems like it's taking an awful long time to formulate.
Yes, it is.
Something.
Yes, but we are working on it, and I think we are close to advancing a proposal at a future COW meeting on this. What we've been struggling with, frankly, a little bit on the staff perspective, is we have multiple sections of the current code that sort of get involved in this topic of outdoor sales of food items. And at first, staff, we were working to try and handle this separately from some of these other code provisions, but we really decided here in more recent meetings that we've had that we really need to encompass all of the various code provisions. And this gets into itinerant.
So it's more extensive than
it's more extensive. It gets into the itinerant and transient license code provisions, which is a broader category of regulation from just food carts, but we felt we really had to delve into that. So it's taken us a little bit longer.
Thank you.
But we will have something shortly.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Alderman Brown.
Well, I think the owner of the property consideration has just entered the council chambers and maybe doesn't realize we're actually addressing his concern tonight. So if you have any comments you'd like to make, the motion on the table today is to authorize your food cart at the Past Basket property, and I don't hear any objections, but since you just walked in, I give you the opportunity if you wish to say anything.
That's not to.
I'd ask you to come up to the mic, please, just so that if you're going to make any comments, please, just so that.
The meeting went quickly. We got your item faster than expected.
Yes. And if you could state your name, please, just for the record.
Dave McFadden, and I'm owner of the Past Basket, who had the temporary permission last year to have the food cart. We'd like to continue it again this year. Instead of Homer's ice cream, though, it'll be the Old Chocolate Kitchen Gelato under Marta's name. So I'm happy to work with the city to try to come up with a permanent solution, but since we've made the investment in the carts and the three compartment sinks, we'd like to continue until that is done.
I take it was successful last year, and you're continuing this.
Yeah, particularly during the festivals. But if it was a warm summer night, it was a good place to be.
Good. And I appreciate the fact that the city staff is willing to work with you and try to come up with a more permanent solution. Approving this every year doesn't quite seem the right way to go. So
yeah, well, we are too.
Good luck this year.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your hours of operation are going to be what?
Well, last year they were noon till 8,
noon
8-ish.
Days a week?
It was 7 days a week, yes. But, you know, there were some slow times. So, you know, we found that we had to be somewhat flexible on that. Well, and there was also staffing issues with trying to keep it with the high school kids. So,
of course, the weather will be a factor as well, I suspect.
Yes. Yeah, and that was one reason that we put up a tent.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, when we realized that we might have a sprinkle, but we'd want to be in operation, we'd not want to close down. So we needed some shelter.
Okay. Well, good luck.
No, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I believe it's somewhere in the city code that it's not allowed to rain during Swedish days. Is that correct?
No, the mayor takes credit and blame for that.
You're in charge tonight, didn't
you? And I delegate that to you.
Remind everyone it's next week. The weather is going to be great, and the festival's going to be even better.
Will be. So. Always is. Any other questions? Or get myself in more trouble. Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. You know, before we go into closed session, just I think we'll skip down to new business. Does anybody from the dais have any new business tonight? Alderman Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking of Swedish days, they are coming to do the Friday Happy Dance on 3rd Street from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. NBC is. Yep. Thanks to Matt Rodewald. Mm-hmm. So everybody, yeah, can you, so everyone should come down, wear blue and yellow. But now we'll have the person who actually wrote the press release say it.
Jean Gaines, Geneva Chamber of Commerce. We started the publicity for the QR code. The QR code is a poster that's going to be in participating merchants. Gives them the flexibility to tie into Swedish Days any way they want. When people click on the QR code, it goes back to our site with a hot deal, and they can change their deal every day, or they can do it some days, no days, whatever they want to do. It's flexible for them. So in interest of trying to promote that, Laura Rush, our PR person, knew somebody at Channel 5 and said, isn't this a great idea? Our whole town is doing QR codes. So they thought it was a great idea, so they've been working together. And they're coming out, and Laura has scripted some things for them to do, and they'll do Dance Friday, and we've got lots of people coming down to participate. So good publicity for Geneva and good publicity for Swedish Days.
And everybody's welcome to come down, right?
The more show. The merrier. Yeah. And I think Laura's going to be there at 4:30.
Well, she'll be alone.
No, I don't think so. I think there'll be a lot of people there. But certainly at that 7 o'clock when they do the big dancing thing is when we'd like a big crowd.
Thank you for
filling
that in.
Thank you so much. For
oh, it's this Friday? Oh, I'm just,
no, next Friday.
It would be that Friday, Kids Day of Swedish Days.
Kids Day on
3rd Street. On 3rd Street. A week from this Friday.
It's a week from this Friday.
The 24th
of June. There you go.
Well, you're always welcome to come downtown, you know, at 5 a.m. But not a problem. If you want to get on TV.
Any other new business from the dais? Mm-hmm. Any new business from the audience? Okay.
It's a haunting sound.
Yeah, it is. Click, click, click. Yeah.
This sounds like an old-fashioned council meeting. We have the clock ticking in the background here. This is a throwback to the 30s or something.
There we go. No, we're not going to go there.
You need a motion not to go?
You know, we will need a motion to go into closed session and actually a roll call vote. So
motion to go into closed session?
I have to read the whole thing.
Oh, you read it.
Item 5 is closed session on the purchase of real property for the use by the public body.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Dantino makes the motion. Piper makes the second.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
And just so everyone in the audience knows, there is likely to be action after this closed session when we come back in tonight on a vote, so that everyone sticks around.
Okay.
Move to return to open session.
Second.
Third. Motion made by Alderman Brown, seconded by Mr. Singer. Roll call vote will be necessary here, I believe.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Dan Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Back in open session, Alderman Maladra.
I would like to introduce to the committee a resolution. Because the resolution hasn't been addressed before, I'm going to read the entire thing for the benefit of the community. Resolution expressing good faith intent to purchase the library property from the Geneva Public Library District. Whereas the Geneva Public Library District, or the library, owns property located at 127 James Street, Geneva, Illinois, which property serves as the library's facility. And whereas the library anticipates moving to a new facility within the next several years. And whereas the library has expressed its desire to sell its current facility to a buyer interested in maintaining the historic character of the library building.
Sorry.
Every time.
I know. You're never not a mother. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And?
I know that's...
Whereas
the city of Geneva, the city, has a need for additional space for city purposes, and whereas officials of both the city and the library have expressed on numerous occasions their interest in a transaction whereby the library property is sold to the city, and whereas officials of both the city and the library wish to confirm to the Geneva community and future officials of the city and the library their intent to work in good faith toward a sale of the library property to the city, and whereas the Local Government Property Transfer Act 50 ILCS 605 affords the library and the city substantial flexibility in structuring the sale on such terms as may be agreed upon by the library and the city. And whereas officials of both the city and the library believe such a sale is in the best interest of the residents of the Geneva community, now therefore be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Geneva, Kane County, Illinois, as follows. Section 1. The city confirms its intent to negotiate in good faith with the library with the objective of purchasing the current library property by the city after the library moves to a new facility. Section 2. The city respectfully confirms that a fair way to determine a sale price is via an average of 3 appraisals, appraisers to be agreed upon by the city and the library, subject to a discount in the sale price to be determined in recognition of the fact that the majority of residents in the library district are also residents of the city. Section 3, although this resolution is not intended to create a binding purchase contract with the library or to irrevocably commit future city councils, this resolution is an expression of the mutual intent and objectives of the current city and library officials in dealing prospectively with the sale and purchase of the library's property. Passed by the City Council of the City of Geneva, Kane County on this 20th day of June 2011. So I would
make
like to introduce the resolution and make a motion that the committee agree.
Motion by Alderman Maladra, seconded by Alderman Singer. Questions, comments? Explanation needed? Okay. Do you want a roll call? Roll call vote, please.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the upcoming mini committee of the whole, June 27th, 2011. We've already done new business. I need a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Hill makes the motion. Alderman Piper seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Have another meeting.
Well, we got a city council.